Will grazing reduce blazing in the Victorian Alps? It's been a political football that's been kicked around for nearly a decade. Now the state's High Country Cattlemen's Association has won its bid to reopen cattle grazing in the Alpine National Park. Rachel Brown reports.
Lead up!
For many farming families in Victoria's high country, the tradition of mustering cattle up into alpine grazing leases stretches back generations.
Our earliest documentation is 1900. That was the first inclusion in a diary I got off my grandmother.
Bruce McCormack was part of a colourful group of mountain cattlemen who in 2005 arrived on horseback to Victoria's Parliament House, along with the man from Snowy River Movies lead actor Tom Burlinson. The then Bracks government had banned cattle from the Alpine National Park. Now 60 head of cattle will be trialled in the National Park this year until May, outside the flowering season of protected plants, and the cattle will be contained by electric fencing. If a review looks positive, up to 300 head of cattle could be introduced in the second and third years of the trial.
Over the years, you get so attached to the country and want to see it work and be at its best, and we feel that grazing can help the environment up there, plus the culture and heritage of our seventh generation grandchildren, and it's important to give them the opportunity to see the bush and see it grow and see us manage it.
It's been quite a battle. You've watched the fall of three Victorian premiers in that time.
We have, so it's great to have the government at the moment behind us.
The Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, who gave the trial the green light, says the area at Wanangatta is not environmentally sensitive.
This is a valley floor, an area which is currently subject to four-wheel driving, an area which is currently subject to trail bike riding.
The decision has upset Phil Ingemels from the Victorian National Parks Association, who says the federal government can't possibly have looked at the public submissions, which were due in last week.
The Victorian Department is meant to have analysed all of those submissions, and I know many of them came from highly reputable scientists, assess all of the things which are raised, answer all of those concerns, send those answers with their summary and all of the submissions to the Federal Environment Department. The Federal Environment Department is then meant to assess all of those submissions and the summary and the answers. They're then meant to advise the Minister, and the Minister's then meant to consider that advice. That's all happened in six working days. It's just unbelievable.
Mr Hunt's predecessor, Tony Burke, when he went through the same due process, rejected alpine grazing, saying a national park should not be used as a farm and as a form of free feed for a handful of local producers. But Greg Hunt says this time around it's a completely different story.
The original application was for 39,738 hectares. This is a 262 hectare application, less than a hundredth of the size in an area which is significantly degraded with an enormous history of cattle use.
Director of the Research Centre for Applied Alpine Ecology, Ewan Sylvester, admits 60 head of cattle isn't a large number, but he worries this could be just the beginning.
These trials are always started with a view to a wider implementation. It doesn't add value, it doesn't enhance the natural values of the park.
He's dismissive of cattlemen who say alpine grazing prevents the region from becoming a firebox.
Bushfires in the Alps are natural, so preventing bushfires is not in fact necessary for the Alps because they are adapted to fire. The research that has been done has shown that really there is no difference in the fire intensity between grazed and ungrazed areas.
Does it strike you as a very city-centric decision or a political decision?
It strikes me as a decision that doesn't understand the management issues in the Alps. The main issues in the Alps in terms of land management are around feral animals, weeds and climate change. They're the ones that need to be addressed. Cattle grazing doesn't actually have a part in those pressing issues.
And he says the cattle could damage peatlands and compromise Victoria's water supply.
The Alps yield, it's estimated, 40% of the base flow of the Murray system. So we're still talking about 40% of the flow in the Murray from an area that represents 6% of the catchment. The Alps are one of our few wet areas in Australia, and we need to protect our wet areas.
That report prepared by Rachel Brown.